on Chav Zion Beis. We show you over Achorei Beis HaKnesses. I'll show you Beis HaSomach Beis HaKnesses. The Shoma called Shofar, called Megila, in Kivim, Shumi Lo Yotza, Vim Lav Lo Yotza. So one aspect of the sugya we'll cover later in Mitzvah Shem, that's the aspect of Kavana. The Tosfos focuses here on the dimension of Tziruf, Tziruf Leminyan, Tziruf Lasor. Tosfos says, Hodi Abim, the Terek called Gagos, Tziru B'Ktana Shliach, Ushliach Tziru B'Gdola, Ein Yotzin Yidei Chobason. So Tosfos establishes based on the sugya in Erevin, which the Gemara doesn't quote anybody who argues over there, it seems to be stung of the Shas, that you need Tziruf in order to generate a minyan. And here you're walking outside the Beis HaKnesses and you're Yotze with Shofar or with Megillah, even though you're not inside the Shul. So where's the Tziruf Makom? So Tosfos answers, Shani Hosam Deleka Asara Im Shliach Tzibur. In order to create a connection between the Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur, so that they could be part of one Tzibur, because in order to create the Tzibur you need both Asara and the Shliach Tzibur. For that you need Tziruf Makom. Therefore, if the Tzibur is in the Ketana and the Shliach Tzibur is in the Gedola, so the Shliach Tzibur does not link up to the Tzibur, you don't have a Tzibur, therefore, and you're not Yotze. However, here, in the case of Shofar or Megillah, you don't need to be mitztarif into the tzibur. All you need is what?
To hear.
All you need is shmir. And then we apply the principle of shomer kohanim. So you yotze with shmir. Again, whether you have to use shomer kohanim in Megillah and Shofar or not, that's a different question. But let's go derech hapashtus that you yotze with shomer kohanim. There's no need to be mitztarif to a tzibur. So, if we would stop here, then Tosfos is quite clear that you need Tziruf for Tefillah. But that itself, Tosfos points out, Behem Sheikh, is a machlokes in the Gemara. Where is the Gemara? In Pesachim. This is the Iker Sugya. The Gemara in Pesachim records a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi regarding Tefillah. Min agafel l'chutz kilachutz. So as far as kodshim is concerned, let's say for example to be part of Achilas Chabura in Korban Pesach, or maybe even as far as Achilas kodshim in Yerushalayim, you need to be within. If you're outside, you're not mitzura. Omar Rav came with tefillah, and Rav extends this to tefillah, which seems to mean that you can't be part of the minyan unless you're inside. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar Afilu Mechitzah Shal Barz Aleinu Mafsekes Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. According to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, you don't have to be inside. You could be outside in a different makom. So what is the subject of this machlokas? Kasha b'mayka mayri. And Tosfos has two possibilities. Ilan yin tziruf, if we're talking about creating a tzibur, we need this tenth person to complete the minyan, or alternatively, we need this Shliach Tzibur to be part of the Tzibur. If Rabbi Shuma Levi is denying Rav and saying that you don't have to be part of that Makom, you could be part of the Tzibur without being in the same Makom, is then what do we do with the Sugyan Erevin? The Sugyan Erevin clearly presented that you need Tziruf for a minyan for Asara. Then Tosfos suggests another possibility. Maybe the Sugyan Pesachim is not dealing with creating a minyan, but rather to be Yotze, this is two lines up from the bottom, V'inyan Lotze is to be Yotze Yochiv. You don't have to be in the same Makom, you could be Yotze from a distance. In Kein Kasha Masnis and L'Rav. Then it comes out that if Rav and Rabbi Shuva Levi are arguing about Lotzeis, again, I don't know how to fit that into the word tefillah, the famous tefillah in Rav. What was Tosfos Havam in here? Maybe he held that the word tefillah is referring to tefillah where you aren't capable of reciting your own tefillah. You want to be Yotzi through the Shliach Tzibur's tefillah. Like the Gemara says, there are eight of the Kiyum, so if you're not a Baki and you want to be Yotzi, that's what he means with tefillah. You have to be in the same Makom. So if so tells us in Kein Kasha Masnis and L'Rav, our mission says that you can be Yotze from a distance, your personal obligation, through Shomer Ka'ona without being in the same Makom. So how could Rav contradict the Mishnah? So Mimarachok, again, just to summarize Tosas Kasha, the Gemara in Pesachim has to be understood. The Gemara quotes a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Shuv and Levi about Tefillah, whether you need Tzirich Makom. We know that you need Tzirich Makom from the Sugya in Erevin. If you're going to say that the machlokes is between Rav and Rabbi Shuv and Levi about whether you need Tzirich Makom and Tefillah, then what is Rabbi Shuv and Levi going to do with the Sugya in Erevin? If on the other hand they're arguing about Latzeis, I mean, the argument between Rav and Rabbi Shuv and Levi, can I be Yotzei my Chiyuv of Tefillah by hearing you read the tefillah within the Beit Knesset, that I'm in a different makom, then why should tefillah be any different than Shofar and Megillah? The Mishnah says here in Rosh Hashanah explicitly that you can be Yotzi even though you're not in the same makom. So how is Rav going to square with our Mishnah? So what then is the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Shuv and Levi? The Eish Lomar, and here Tosis in his answer, he divides, he separates, leaving a Rebach in the middle, between the two extreme cases. As far as tefillah and tziruf asara is concerned, and tefillah as far as tziruf asara is concerned, nobody argues. And that's the stuff of the sugya. Everything you need, tziruf makom. As far as lotzeis, meaning to be yotze through someone else's kriya, or tefillah, or shofar, that, you don't need tziruf makom. That's our mission here in Rosh Hashanah. But there's a middle ground. And that middle ground is the subject of the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi. The Yeshlomet, the Iron Linyan, Lanos in Matzibur, Kedusha, the Yeheshmei Rabbah. Yishum Davarina, and called Dovashim Kedusha, Loye Pachos Me'asara. And whenever the halach of Dovashim Kedusha kicks in, and you need Asara, then according to Rav, you need Tzirif Makom, not just to create the Asara. You always need Tzirif Makom to create a Asara, but here's the case where there already is Asar. So we don't need you to create the Asar. We don't need you as a Tziruf to create the Asar. What you need is to fulfill your obligation of Dover Shabbat Kedusha, of Kaddish and Kedusha. In order to do so, Rav is Mechadesh, that just like you need Tziruf to create a minion, in Dover Shabbat Kedusha, you need Tziruf to be Yotze Yachiv of Kedusha, of Dover Shabbat Kedusha, even though there already is a minion. And on that, Rabbi Shuv ben Levi argues. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, once you have the minyan, you no longer need tziruf, not for davar kedusha, and certainly not lotzeis for any other shmira, like a personal chiyuv of megillah and tekiyah. And just to summarize the Tosfos, this middle ground of davar shebe kedusha, that's the area in which Rav and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi argue about to compare it either this way or that way. Rav compares it to tziruf for asara, and therefore he requires makom. Rabbi Shimon Levi compares it to the general halacha of shomea ka'ona, that all you need is to link up with the shmia and your yotze. Even in davar shebe kedusha, the only time that Rabbi Shimon Levi agrees to tziruf makom is in order to create the asara, the tziruf. So that's just the summary of this tosus, and the same tosus more or less appears in different versions. In Erevin and Pesachim as well. So I just want to spend some time trying to analyze the machlokas between Rav and Rabbi Shuv ben Levi about whether or not you need Tzirich Makom for a Davar Shebe Kedusha. What is the Yesod HaMachlokas? I also want to mention here the Ramban. The Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi in Brachos as far as Zimun is concerned. You have two Chaburos according to the Yerushalmi in two different Batim. And if Miktsasam Roam Elu is Elu, and if they decided to bench together, or to eat together, I should say, so two groups of people are eating together but in separate Batim, then according to the Yerushalmi, then Mitztarif Lezimun Basara, and they could recite the Shem Hashem. The Ramban finds this very difficult, because according to Ramban's Yisod, which he spends the entire first paragraph presenting, you must have Tziruf Makom of Bayis Echad. You can't have Tziruf Makom through two Batim. So how could all these other linkages, these mitzarpim of Roim, Mikzos, and Elus, Elu, or they decided to bench, they said they would eat together. How do those operate if you have two different bodies? And the final conclusion is that we have to reject this Yerushalmi in favor of the Bavli, and the Bavli certainly assumes that you have a requirement to buy yourself. That's the final conclusion of the Ramban. But it's interesting, it's fascinating that the Ramban himself opens up this possibility that in Birkas HaZimun you could have a Mitzarev that would not work for Tefillah. And his language is, he says, when he rejects the Yerushalmi, he says, Im ein sirif b'shnei batim, li olam ein b'hem sirif. Bein with Birkas HaZimun, bein with Tefillah and Kedusha. So the Yisod here, the premise of the Ramban is that we have to equate Tefillah and Kedusha with Birkas HaMazon. And therefore, since in Tefillah and Kedusha, according to Ramban, you need sirif of one bias, it's impossible that in Birkas HaZimun it could be otherwise. And therefore, he goes ahead and he rejects the Yerushalmi in favor of the Baal. So perhaps we can try also to make some sense out of this Yerushalmi. The Ritva, I want to point out, adds another point here, and that is that Megillah is not so simple, because Megillah might require a minyan. Certainly Shalom Bizmana requires a minyan. And not only that, there's the Shita of Rav Asi, which Rav seems to be choshish for, at the beginning of a Sefer Megillah, that even Tefillah Bizmana requires a minyan. So what are we going to say over here? If you need asara for a davar shel kedusha, because you can't have a davar shel kedusha without asara, as the Gemara says in Brachos Chafalef, and therefore going to Rav, you have to have tzirif makom. What's he going to do with that Mishnah Megillah if he requires asara in Megillah? So the Ran answers that there's a difference between asara and davar shel kedusha. Afilu, even if you were to take the position that the Megillah, you need Asara, lo boy Asara midim davar shel kedusha. You should not equate that requirement of Asara with the davar shel kedusha. So there may be halachos and mitzvos which require Asara, but the Ran says, be careful, that doesn't ipso facto mean that it's to be classified as a davar shel kedusha. It might require Asara for other reasons. For example, Birkas HaMazon is clearly not a davar shel kedusha, and yet it requires asar, at least for Zimun B'Shem. The Ritva has the case of Megillah, according to Rav and Ravasi, requires a minyan, a Dover Shabasar, but it's not a Dover Shabakadusha. And he explains Mishum Parhesya. And it could be, I mean, you have to discuss Kriyasat Torah, and you have to discuss Nesias Kapayim, and see whether the requirements of asar there is the same as Dover Shabakadusha. Of course, Dover Shabakadusha has its own unique status. And then you have Tefillah B'Tzibur. Forget about Kaddish and Kedusha. Let's say I want to be Yotze Tefillah B'Tzibur. I can't be Yotze Kaddish and Kedusha. So it could be possible that that's a Dovrish of Asara. It's not a Dovrish of Kedusha. So this Ritva is also interesting from that perspective. Ritva also entertains the possibility that the discussion about Kaddish and Kedusha here in Tosfos, which is the subject of Machlokas Rav and Rabbi Shuvan Levi, revolves around the Heter, whether you're allowed to answer Amen to Kaddish and Kedusha. And it doesn't touch on whether or not you fulfill any sort of mitzvah. The question is whether you're allowed to, because otherwise he calls it an Amen Yisoma. So that's a different dimension of this reading. So what I'd like to do is start from the beginning. We have a concept of a tzibu called Tzibu Yisrael's Basar. What do these 10 Jews accomplish? And we said that according to Tosfos, everybody agrees they have to be in one makom. So we say they create a tzibur, and then they become delegates of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael. So in order to really get a grasp of what this is all about, let's take a look at the Rambam's language in Hilchos Tefillah, and we'll compare it to the Gemara in Brachos. The Rambam in Perek Ches Milchus Tefillah in Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav discusses this Halacha of Asara. And he writes the following. He says, Kol Asara Yisrael, Heim Nikroim Eda. You can equate Asara Yisrael with the word Eda. Ayin Dalet Hey. That seems to be a key word. Shenemar. How do we know that Asara equals an Eda? And he quotes the pasuk in Parshas Shlach in the Meraglim, Ad Masai La Eda Arah Zos. Who's the Eda Arah? How many make up that Eda?
Ten.
Right, as the Rambam points out over here, V'hoyu Asara, Sharei Yotzu Yoshua V'kolev. So we get the concept of an Eda, and I'm not entering into the question why we derive Eda from the Meraglim. That's food for thought for Shira Drasha. But for now, the Rambam has halacha of Eda. Then the Rambam goes on and he says in halacha Vav, V'chol davar shebikdusha lo yehei ela b'toch Eda miYisrael. Shenemar v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. So when the Rambam reads the pasuk v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, what does he see in this pasuk? How do I achieve v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael? I need an Eda. So B'nai Yisrael is an Eda. So the Rambam has now a three-part equation. He's got B'nai Yisrael in the Torah equals an Eda, and an Eda equals Asara. It's a little bit different, mind you, than the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, which we had here on the table. Anyway, the Gemara, oh thank you. The Gemara has a slightly different version here. The way we have it, at least. The Rambam probably had a different girsa. But according to the girsa that we have, it's really based on a gzeira shava of toch toch. It says, ksiv hacha v'nikdashti v'toch v'nei Yisrael. U'ksiv hasam hi badlu mitocha eda azos. So you have the word toch in two contexts. Malahalanasara afkanasara. Just like the Eda Ra is Asara, and it says Toch. Again, you have to have three psukim here, but you'll research that a different time. But since Toch is written by Eda, and Eda is 10, and Toch is written by Vinikdashti, so therefore we have a Xereshava of Toch Toch. The Rambam completely obviates the need for Xereshava, because in the Rambam's view, all you need to know is that when it says v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, leave out the word toch, that's not the key word for Gzeira Shavia, but that it has to happen in the presence of b'nei Yisrael. What constitutes b'nei Yisrael? So you can say the following, Mikar Adin, b'nei Yisrael means the entire Eid of Klal Yisrael. So let's say, for example, if you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchus Kiddush Hashem, meaning Yisodei HaTorah Perkei, the Rambam speaks about Kol Beis Yisrael. So you need Kiddush Hashem and Kedashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael means the entire B'nei Yisrael. And Hu Adin in Tefillah, in Kaddish, in Kedusha, in Baruch Hu, when you have to be Mekaddish Shem Hashem by glorifying God's name, Yizkalo Yizkadesh, or Baruch Hu Hashem in public, what's public? Public means B'toch B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael means the entire community of Klal Yisrael. But the Rambam is faced with a problem. I mean, does the mitzvah only apply when you have the entire Klal Yisrael? Imagine trying to gather together from all the corners of the earth, all of Klal Yisrael, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mesiris Nefesh. Or for that matter, for Davish and Kedusha, for Kaddish and Kedusha, can we imagine getting together the entire Klal Yisrael, every single last Jew, in order to be a kind of mitzvah, Mikdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael? So the Rambam's solution to that is that Bnei Yisrael, which means the entire community, the halacha determined and formulated a halacha of Eda, that the Eda itself equals Bnei Yisrael. So that whenever the Torah requires Bnei Yisrael, all you need is an Eda. But it's not just that you don't need Bnei Yisrael. The Torah says Bnei Yisrael. But the Eda itself, no, more than that. Not only that the Eda represents Bnei Yisrael, the Eda itself is Bnei Yisrael. Meaning that once I have the Eda, then it's already B'toch B'nei Yisrael. So I wanted to share with you a yisod that the Rav has in one of his Yartzeit drushes here. It's in Shirun Lezecha B'mari on the second Chelek. He says the following: Be'etzem Gzeres Hakosuv Shal V'Nigdashti B'toch B'nei Yisrael Nemra Halacha Mesuyemes Ki L'Kidu Shmo HaGadol. Beilefi pshuto shel mikra yidei mesiris nefesh al kiyum mitzvosa kishayamod anos, which would apply to any mitzvah b'farhesia. The Gemara says it's Sanhedrin.
Ubein ba'amir is davashe b'kedusha, be'inon kol Yisrael. Pirish b'toch b'nei Yisrael, b'mamad kol adas b'nei Yisrael. B'mamad means in the presence of. So you need the presence of the entire congregation of Israel. Otherwise, ein shmo miskadish, el kshekol ha'uma, b'mloa, if the entire Uma, the whole nation, is present. V'rak b'nochuchus kulon b'yachat, yochol is kadish, kilush mo yizbar. V'zeo shekosav Rambam, now he quotes our Rambam in Ilchus Tefila, shekol dover shemekdush lo yehei, ele b'toch ha'edam Yisrael, klomar b'toch ha'uma b'chlolusa, u'me'ein ma shenemar v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, the entire edam klal Yisrael. Ulam, however, kevan shemibchina ma'asid, in practicality, logistically, Dover said, bilti afshari l'dorot, you can't expect to get the entire community and congregation of Israel together. Nikba'a halacha ki chalut shem eda chala al kol asar Yisrael. That somehow the entire congregation of Israel can be mitzumtzum, can be collapsed into this eda. So you have the entire klal Yisrael into this eda. V'zeo mashadiyah karama v'kosav shekol asar Yisrael. So that's an unbelievable Yisrael. So let's go back to Tzibur. So what's the Asura in Tzibur? Now we have at least a grasp on how does the Asura together in one Makom, what does it create? It creates an Edom. It creates the entire Klal Yisrael in one place. Again, that's not a reality. It's a Chal Hashem Al Pi Din. It's a halachic entity that we see the entire Uma, the entire Klal Yisrael in front of us when we're in the presence of 10. So the presence of 10 is equal halachically to the presence of the entire Uma. How do we bring the entire Uma of Klal Yisrael together into one place? By creating an Edom. So these 10 people have to create one unity. One entity. And what is that entity? It's an Edom. And that's called Klal Yisrael. Says Tosfos, Kuliyama lo pligi. No one debated, no one doubted that in order to create that entity, that Sibur, that Edom, to represent, more than represent, that is halachically equal to the entire Sibur, we need Makom Echad. You can't have these 10 people creating an Edom if they're spread around throughout the entire world. They've got to be in one Makom. And on that, let's mind the public. Also, as we discussed before, if it's a Chovas Yachid where I have an individual obligation, I could be Yotzi through Shomei Kona. There too, all I need is Shmiah, I don't need Tzirif Makom. So, for Megillah, which is, again, assuming before we get to the Ritva, it's a personal Chiyuv, in Shofar is a personal obligation, I could be Yotzi through Shomei Kona, I don't need Tzirif Makom. And that's our mission. So we have two extreme cases. To create this new entity, this new Chal Hashem Eda, I need Tzirif Makom. I need a Mitzari. To create a Yotzi Yedei Chovas Yachid, to fulfill my personal obligation of Shmiah, all I need is Shmiah. I can be very distant from the source of that sound. And that's our mission, and nobody argues with that. Where is the Machlokas? The Machlokas applies once you have this entity called an Eda, and somebody now wants to link up to the Kiyum that's being implemented by that Eda, how do they do so? And Tosa says the machlokas is about davarship and kedusha.
Eventually,
okay. Oh. So what happens, for example, if you have a davarship ba'asara, but it's not the davarship and kedusha? Let's say, for example, I want to be yotze. My chiyuv tefillah as a yochid that would be shomei kohanah like shofar and megillah. Let's say I wanted to link up to the cube of tefillah b'tzibur. Right? The olam of a person should be shtatif in matzibur, tefillah in matzibur. So I want to gain not just my own personal mitzvah of tefillah, but I want to gain the special cube of tefillah of b'tzibur. So Tosfos would say, if there already is a tzibur, now that tzibur created the Eda, now they do actions those actions, those proclamations or declarations, those performances now as delegates of the Eidah, allow anyone to link up to that. I'll give you an example of what I have in mind. Let's say, for example, a carbon sibu. So you had the Mishnah in Tanya speaks about ma'amados. These were the representatives of Kali. So they were involved in havas ha-karba. But after the karba was brought, that karba relates to the entire tzibur of Kali. So there I have no kash. If you ask me what allows me, far away from the Beis HaMikdash, to link up and participate in that kiyum of a karba tzibur, the answer is the bailus, the ownership that I have on this karba. Because every member of Klal Yisrael is part of the partnership in the Lishkas, in the Trumas HaLishka. So the Trumas HaLishka was a collection of monies that was owned by the entire Tzibur. So every individual, insofar as he's part of that Tzibur, he links up to the Kiyum of a Karban Tzibur through the Trumas HaLishka. So there are ways of linking up to a Kiyum, even though you have delegates who represent the Tzibur. Once that Tzibur, or the delegates of that Tzibur, implement a certain action and create a certain halachic entity for a kiyum mitzvah, then Jews could be mitztarif to that kiyum mitzvah. In the case of carbon, as I point out, through Trumas HaLishka, they have bailus on this behemah, on the chefzah shel carbon. So, the Ritva is opening up a very interesting concept, which I think will help us with tefilas hatzibur, not kedusha, but tefilas hatzibur. And if I'm standing over there and I'm listening to the tzibur that are davening, the shliach tzibur is over here, so it could be there's a great distance between one and the other. But once the shliach tzibur has created this concept called an eidah, and now performing on behalf of this eidah, he sends out a tfilas hatzibur, that by virtue of the fact that even if I'm far away, but I'm part of the tzibur of Klal Yisrael, that gives me rights to be mekayim that mitzvah tefillah b'tzibur by linking up to that. And how do I link up to that? Through shmiyah. Shmiyah is sufficient. So, for example, I ask you the following question: let's say we have a minyan down here in the Ezra's Hanoshim, and a person is up in the Ezra's Noshim, right? There's no other women there at this point. So he goes into the Ezra's Noshim. The Ezra's Noshim is a Mokum Dalet al Dalet, and it's a Rishus B'fnei Atzma. And he hears the Chazaras HaShatz from a distance. So if you only have 9 people down in the bottom of the Ezra's Noshim, and you need the 10th to be mitztarif to form the original Eidah, then you have a problem. You have to know if it's a Rishus B'fnei Atzma, Roma Me'ilu. You have to go through all the dinim of Makom Echad, of whether it's a Tziruf Makom. But let's assume for argument's sake that the Ezra's Noshim, this balcony that's up on high, sets itself up as a separate Rishus B'fnei Atzma. It's like a bias unto itself. Again, just for argument's sake. Then I would say that we can't have a minyan without him coming down. And Miksasim Roam Elu is Elu wouldn't help me, because Miksasim Roam Elu is Elu would help me if you want to link them together. But if you want to become part of the original tzibur to create that Eidah, you need Tziruf Makom. So if the balcony is not part of that Makom, is that's not going to help me that he's up there and we're down here. But let's assume that there are 10 people down here in the Ezra's HaNoshim. And the problem here is that I'm up in the Ezra's Noshim and I want to know whether I can be Yotzei. I want to be Yotzei Tfilu B'Tzibur. So again, if I daven my own, if I didn't daven my own personal Shmoneh Esrei, then Shomei Ka'ona kicks in. And that would be a Tfilas Yachid. But if I want to gain that special dimension of the Kiyum of Tfilu B'Tzibur, can I do so just by listening to the Shliach Tzibur who has created the Tfilu of the entire Tzibur? So if you would ask me about Kaddish and Kiddusha, then we enter into the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yishuv Ben Levi according to Tosfos. And Rav is going to say that the same tziruf you need to create an Eidah is the same tziruf that you need in order to be Yotzei, your chiyuv of Kaddish and Kedusha. See, you can't be Yotzei Kaddish and Kedusha up there if the Ezra's Noshim is defined as a separate Makom. But Dalbi Hachi, if we cut out the Kedusha, so forget about Kedusha for a moment. So he wasn't Yotzei the Davish of Kedusha, but what about the Davish of Minyan? What about the Tfilas Hatzibur? In other words, once the Eidah has been created, and now there's an entity called Tfilas HaTzibur, just like in Megillah, according to Rav, there's an entity called Megillah B'Tzibur, or maybe in Birchas Kohanim, there's the Bracha of the Asor of the Tzibur. To link up with that entity, all I need is a Mitzarev. I have to somehow link up so that I can say, I participated in this Kiyum, in this entity, of the act that was done by the delegates to create a Kiyum Tzibur. So I have the Kiyum Tzibur through Shmiya. So if you'd ask me whether that person who has difficulty climbing, you know, going down the steps, whether we should make that effort or not, I would say could be there are two different dinim over here. There's one din as far as being Yosef Tfilah B'Tzibur, and for that, you know, Shmiya might be enough. And that's no different than any action that's done on the Tzibur by virtue of the fact that I'm part of that Tzibur. I'm a member of Klal Yisrael. All I need is some sort of Mitzarev culture in order to link me up, and Shmiya is enough. I wouldn't be Matriachim to come downstairs. But when it comes to Kaddish and Kedusha, you've got a problem, because that itself could be the subject of the machlokas between Rav and Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And according to Rav Yeshua ben Levi, you might be okay, but according to Rav, you might have a problem here. We have to see how we paskin, that's a different question. But at least according to Rav, you need the same mitzarif to create the Eva as you do for any action of a kiyum b'tzibur. Take that back. What I mean to say is that if for Kaddish and Kedusha, according to Rav, you need the same mitzarif to create the Eda as you do for a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha. Having said that, maybe we could explain the machlokas between Rav and Rav Shub and Levi. What is my chiv in a Dovah Shabbat Kedusha? Is my chiv in the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha to somehow link up with the Dovah Shabbat Kedusha? Or is my chiv to be one of the Mekadshim? We said that there's a pasuk, V'nikdashti b'tof b'nei Yisrael. V'nikdashti b'tof b'nei Yisrael means that in the presence of 10 Jews, I'm Mekadish Hashem. So when you are down together with the Tzibur in one makom, so what you have is, you have the ability to be Mekadish Shem Shamayim through Kedusha and Baruch Hu and Kaddish in the presence of the Tzibur. There may be other Jews far away who are part of the Tzibur, but they're not the Mekadshim. So Rav holds that the Dinim of Tziruf that apply whenever the Tzibur exists and they generate a Kiyum Tzibur, those Mitzarfim would not help you for Kaddish and Kedusha. Because Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, what you need is to be Mekayim Mitzvah in front of Klal Yisrael. You have to be Mekadosh, you have to sanctify the name of God and glorify His Shema Gadol in the presence of Klal Yisrael. You can only do that through Tziruf Makom. Just like we said, that in order to create the Eda, Kuli Amalo pleaded that to create the Eda, you need Tziruf Makom, lest I'm the Poly. Says Rav, let's extend that to Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, because in Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, the Chiyuv is for you to say, Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. And by saying that, you become one of the Mekadshim. That's your Chiyuv. To become one of the Mekadshim, you need the Nochuchus, you need the presence of Klal Yisrael. V'nikdashti v'tof b'nei Yisrael. Therefore, says Rav, you need Tziruf Makom. But Yeshua ben Levi, on the other hand, holds not like that. Although there is a great mitzvah to Mekadesh, and surely those who are in the same makom and answer Yehei Shmei Rabbah would certainly add a new dimension to their mitzvah, namely that they become part of the Mekadshim. But says Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, there's no such chiyuv. There's no such chiyuv. Once the Eid has been created and there's something called Kaddish and Kedusha out there, you can gain a kiyum of linking up with them, even Berichuk Makom. So just to summarize, what we're saying is that there are two different dinim that should be clearly separate. One din is once you have a tzibur and the tzibur wants to generate a kiyum tzibur. Let's say, for example, even in shofar you might have a kiyum tzibur in tkios de ma'umot, right? I'll say there are brachos in the tefilas musaf. And in Megillah, if you have a farhesi of 10, so again, the Kriya Samigil becomes an entire different Kriya with a new dimension of a Kiyum Tzibur. And so too, in the case of Birchas Kohanim, or Tefillah B'Tzibur without Dovah Shabbat Kedusha, you have 10 Jews that are acting on behalf of Klal Yisrael, as delegates of Klal Yisrael, creating a Kiyum Tzibur. That's one din. And for that, all you need is some sort of mitzvah to link you up. And then there's another din of Davar Shebekedusha. Davar Shebekedusha requires, again, the same Eidah, but even more than that, you need Nochachus HaEidah in order to be Makadi Shem Shamayim. To create that active Kiddush Shem Shemayim, it's got to be V'toch B'nei Yisrael, V'nikdashi V'toch B'nei Yisrael. And therefore, Rav says, in order to fulfill your obligation in the Davar Shebekedusha, you have to be V'toch B'nei Yisrael. That's called Tziruf Makom. But the Shulchan Levi says, no. Once you generate an Eda, and that Eda is an Eda HaMekadesh Shem Shemayim, then those who are not part of the Eda are not obligated to actively become part of the Eda by coming down and being mitzvah to Makom. They can create the Kiyum, they can link up to that entity of Kiddush Hashem, that Kiyum of Kiddush Hashem, through Shmiya. Maybe they need Aniyah, but they don't have to be in that same Makom. And finally, you know, according to this, I don't think Tosfos would be impressed by the Yerushalmi and Brachos that the Ramban is so impressed with. The Ramban is bothered by this new halacha in Birkas HaMazon in order to create Zimun B'Shem that you can be mitzari to them even in two separate batim because they decided to eat together one communal meal in two chaburis, in two batim. And Miktosim Roam Elus Elu. The answer is, whenever you have a din of tziruf, the mitzarif has to be reflective or relative to that kiyum mitzvah. If the kiyum mitzvah is zimun, which is a chovas ve'chalto ve'savato ve'rachto, so if there's an achila, which is kovei the entire group together as one tzibur, so that's an achila mishutefes, it's a common achila. So the mitzarifim in those cases are separate dinim. Therefore, we asked before, what happens if somebody is on the top of the Esrus Noshim and he could see what's going on in the bottom, and the people on the bottom could see on the top? I don't think that you could equate that from Zimun. And all right, the Gemara says in Brachos that if you have two different Chaburas and two Batim, but there's one Shamash that's Misharis both of them, then that's Mitzaris them for purpose of Zimun B'Shem. We never saw in Tfilah that you could have a Loch of Shamash to be Mitzaris them. It seems that this is a separate Loch in Zimun, not to be equated with tefillah, that as long as there's something to mitzaref them into one achila, into one seuda, that generates the asara that you need for zimun b'shem. Okay, Rabbi, so I wanted to spend a few minutes on the Ramban. If you take a look in the Mara Makomos, I mentioned the Ramban about shofar b'toch shofar. This is the Ramban in the Drosha. The Ramban says the following. Nosan shofar b'toch shofar v'takavo im kol pnimi shama yotza. So if he heard the internal shofar, he's yotza. Im kol chisel shama lo yotza. So the Ramban qualifies. What does it mean that he's yotze with the kol pnimi? Pirush im kol pnimi levado shama yotze. He only heard the kol pnimi. Im kol chitzon levado lo yotze. V'im shama kol shnehem. If he heard both kolos. So he brings down a dea that says that if he heard both kolos, he could be yotze. And he argues, Vani Omer, I'm just skipping a few lines, he says, in Shama Kol Chitzon Upnimi, he can't be Yotze, why? Davi Trei Koli Michad Gavra V'lo Mishtamot. So here you have, according to the Ramban's presentation, a machlokes, about whether or not blowing two shofros at the same time is considered Trei Koli Michad Gavra or Trei Koli Mitrei Gavra. Now it's true there's only one Gavra, so L'chora the Ramban is correct, but there was another opinion that saw that there are two shofros here. So if the two shofros, each shofar is producing its own kol, it doesn't matter that there's one blower, it's already Trei Koli Mitrei Gavra. There are two different sources to these two different kols. La'alacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that if an individual would blow two shofars at the same time. Not shofar betok shofar. But he would put one shofar on one side of his mouth and another shofar on the other side of his mouth, that he would not be yotze. But the oddity of it is that the Mishnah Berurah doesn't claim that the psul is because of trei koli lo mishtamoy. He completely omits mention here of trei koli lo mishtamoy. So again, you have one day that would say that if you have two different shofros, then it, by definition, it's trei koli mitrei gav, and you yotze b'chiv. You have another shita, that's the Ramban shita, that if you have one person, even if he's using two different shofars, and he's producing two different kolos, then trei koli miichad gavra lo mishtamoy, and he's not yotze. There's a third possibility here, which I'd like to investigate with you, that Eruv Chinami is not yotze, but not necessarily because of the reason of the Ramban, that it's trei koli miichad gavra. Now let's take a step back for a moment. This Ramban is fascinating, because if you remember the sugya that we learned on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Zocha b'shamer b'dibur echad masha'ein ha'ozen yichol l'shmoa, is the Gemara says that that's trei koli michad gav. So at the end of the day, when you finish the sugya, you ask yourself, is there anything halacha l'maisa that we derive from this braisa about trei koli michad gav? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could create trei koli, and it's michad gavra. But in the human world, how do we come up with the reality in the tzius of trei gavri michad of trei koli michad gavra? It's literally impossible. That's the impression you walk away with when you learn the sugya from Sakhar Amidah. According to this Ramban, trei koli michad gavra is not just something theoretical. You know, the brisa is not just describing the miracle of God, but it's telling you something halachic. There's a nafkamina halacha, ein ha'ozen yichol l'shmo. You can't hear trei koli michad gavra. My nafkamina, we can't reproduce the miracle of God of Zachar v'Shamar. But if you had one person blowing two shofars at the same time, whether it's shofar to shofar, and he heard both calls, or for that matter, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, if he's holding on to two different shofars from two different sides of his mouth, blowing them simultaneously, then in both these cases, the Ramban would passel it, because it's trei koli michad gavra. So trei koli michad gavra, according to the Ramban, is halacha l'maisa.
Don't be rejected by the
Oh, excellent. Excellent question. Thank you very much, because that's really what I wanted to say. Let's go back to the Gemara and see if we could read the Gemara differently than the Ramban. The Gemara says that, is this really so? This whole distinction between Chag Gavra and Trei Gavra, is it really so? For example, we have a Braisa that it can't be Shnei Mitargamim. So you see that it doesn't depend upon Chag Gavra and Trei Gavra. So the way the Ramban reads this Gemara is the Gemara is trying to qualify when is Trei Koli Mishtamoy in Trei Gavra, right? So the Gemara is trying to whittle down this. So if you have a flow chart, so you have like this, you have Trei Koli Michad Gavra Lo Mishtamoy. Then you have Trei Koli Mitrei Gavri Mishtamoy. But Trei Koli Mitrei Gavri is only Mishtamoy if it's Chavivlay. If it's not Chavivlay, then even though it's Mitrei Gavri, it's not. Even though it's Mitrei Gavri, since it's no Chavivlay, therefore it's Lo Mishtamoy. That's how the Ramban learns this sugya. So basically, according to the Ramban, the second half of the sugya is built on the first half, and it's an extension of the first.
Nothing's being rejected.
Right? The Gemara is just qualifying when does Trei Koli Mitrei Gavri work? That's only if it's Chavivah. But in Targum, it's not Chavivah. However, if you take a look at Tosus and Sota that we learned last week on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, and please double check me on this because I tried to see where I could find in Tosus the distinction between Chag Gavra and Trei Gavra. And in fact, I think Tosus completely omits it. When he wants to discuss the question of, let's say, shofar and chatzotzros, whether you could hear both, and he says, l'chor, you can't hear both because of zachar v'shomer v'dibur echot. So Tosa says the following distinction. He says, when do we apply masha ein hoz and yichol l'shmoa heichad ha'kolos mishunos? Zachar v'shomer is called kolos mishunos. Whatever that means, whether it means different utterances or maybe different kiyumim, again, you have to spend a lot of time figuring this out. Kigon, kol echad zachar, vasheni shomar. She'ena ozen yichol shma klal. But kol shofar v'kol chatzotzos yesh lomar di'enon mishunu. That's not called mishunu. I don't understand this Tosfos. If Tosfos wants to compare and contrast Zacha v'shamar with Shofar and Chatzotzos, the distinction is very clear. And certainly the Rambam would present this distinction. Zacha v'shamar is Chad Gavra. And Kolos and Shofar and Chatzotzos is Trey Gavra. So what was Tosfos talking over here? He's coming up with a different distinction over here. He's saying that Zacha v'shamar, why can't you hear it together simultaneously? Because it's Shnei Kolos. Mishunim. Mishunim, it's really Taka Mishunim. But in the case of Chatzotzos and Shofar, he says Eina Mishunim. Again, whatever that means, maybe because they're both musical instruments we discussed, or maybe because they integrate into one entity, one cue, whatever it might be, but Tosfos is distinguishing between that and that. I don't understand Tosfos at all. The cash doesn't even get off the ground. You don't have to bother comparing it to Zacha v'Shamar, because Zacha v'Shamar is Chag Gavra. Therefore, I submit to you, and I honestly didn't see this when we learned this sugya. I just on Shabbos this like came into my head that according to Tosfos and Sota, at least, the Gemara is making a complete about face. Once the Gemara unsuccessfully presented this distinction between Chad Gavra and Trey Gavra, that's not going to take us to the finish line. The Gemara completely rejected it, and in Shlav Bet of the sugya, in the second stage of the sugya, the criterion for whether or not we say Trey Koli Mishtaboy or Lo Mishtaboy is Chavivlei or Lo Chavivlei. And therefore, Tosfos might present the possibility that Zacha v'Shamar is Chavivlei. You have to understand what Chavivlei means. And therefore, he has to come up with another reason why Zacha v'Shamar ain't Ozen Yechol Shmo. In any event, the bottom line is that in Tosfos and Sota, there's no Zecher to the distinction between Chag Gavra and Trey Gavra. If that be the case, Rav Ozai, maybe we can understand the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura here, I think it's on your page, if somebody maybe could look for it. The Mishnah Brura, no, I mean on this, on the Mara Makomos page, I mean, I think I hope I mentioned the Mishnah Brura.
No,
I didn't? Okay, I apologize. Yeah, just, I'll bring the Mishnah Brura to you. What sif is it? So the Mechaber says, Nosin Shofar Tov Shofar in Pnimi Odeif Al Achitzon. In other words, the Pnimi goes into his mouth. The Nosan Apnimi Bepiv, the talk of Okosha. V'im Lav Posse. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, in Toka B'Shnei Shofar's Mamish, he doesn't mention the Ramban at all. So I was thinking that maybe the Mishnah Berurah was asking, why should this be possible? In Shnei Shofar's Mamish, he doesn't want to accept the Ramban's distinction because that's not clear at all. It might be that the fact that there's one Gavra is not relevant to us. All we need to know in order to overcome the problem of Trey Koli Lo Mishtamoy is Chavivle. And we said already in Shofar that it's Chavivle. So therefore, the Ramban is not going to answer the question of Chavivle over here. Again, the Ramban with Shitaso holds that the Gemara in Chavivle is only qualifying a situation of Trey Gavri. When you have Trey Koli from Trey Gavri, then you require Chavivle. Here, in the case of one blower, it's Chad Gavra, and then Chavivle is not going to help you at all. However, if we were to take the other approach, not like the Ramban, then it's quite possible that Chad Gavra itself is irrelevant, and the only thing that determines whether you can hear both sounds is whether it's Chavivle. If that be the case, then what's the problem with Shnei Shofar? That's why I think that this Mishnah Berurah is going back to what he says before, that the problem of Shnei Shofros is that the Torah says Shofar Echad Om Rachmano Velo Shnei Shofros. Shofar Echad Velo Shnayim.
which is the impression that you get from all these dinim in context and all the other mafarshim here. Now, what happens with the day that says that if he blows two shofros, then he can be yotzer? So you could go in two ways. You could either say that there's no problem of trei kol lo mishtamoy because it's chavuble, and the fact that it's chad gavra is completely rejected. Not like the Ramban. You could say that shofar echad om rachman of lo shnei shofros only applies when you connect these two shofros into one, like dibe, you know, dibe shibe shofros. But here you have two separate shofars, and you have a kol that's coming out of one shofar, and a kol that's coming out of another shofar. Therefore, there's no problem of shofar echad om rachman of lo shnei shofars. So you might be yotze. Do you hear what I'm telling you? So I'm still not 100% satisfied with this Mishnah Berurah. Again, let's go over it again. Mimonashak, I think there's a problem here. If you're going to go with trei kol lo mishtamoy, so it's chavuze. So elowat, you're going to have to answer like the Ramban that it's chad gavra, and I'm not sure if we accept that Ramban. Elowat, you're going to say that there's a psul here of shofar echad om rachman v'lo shnei shofros. Yeah, what's shnei shofros? Shnei shofros means when you're blowing one kol out of two shofros. But if you're blowing two kolos, each one coming respectively out of a different shofar, I don't know if that's a psul of shnei shofars.
Otherwise, I mean, the easy question is, how do we have such a single shofar together? We have two
kasufas
at the same time.
That's
not
an
psul.
Why isn't that
a psul of what? You're saying if one person doing something.
Okay, who most of all have a fire course, so I'm going to let it go.
It makes sense to the sun, right?
Yeah. So Rabosai, lahalacha lemaisa, you can't blow two shofars at the same time. The question is, why not? This is what bothered me a lot, because again, to say trei kol lo mishtamoy, I think is an oversimplification. A, because it's chavivle, and we probably have rejected the trei gavri, chad gavri, all that. And B, we're not even sure if it's chad gavri or trei gavri. So there are a lot of reasons why trei kol lo mishtamoy doesn't seem to apply over here, since the Gemara says that trei kol came mishtamoy, mishtamoy in the case of chavivle. And to say shofar echad om rachman v'lo shnayim, I find that's very difficult. So I just want to suggest the possibility that occurred to me, how we could justify the psak halacha that you can't blow two shofars at once. If we assume, like Tosis and Sota, that even if it's Chag Gavra, you could be Yotzi B'Chavim. So I was thinking that maybe the sugya of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamoy Sugi of Chavivle in Shofar applies in Migdash. Right, what was Gemara's takeoff point? It says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah you tokin the shofar echad b'shtei chatzotros. The Gemara says trei kol lo mishtamoy. The Gemara answers, no, it's no problem because it's Chavivle, right? The Gemara doesn't address the case of shofar outside the Mikdash. So in shofar outside the Mikdash, we have the sugya of machnis hichnis shofar tov shofar. And there, if you heard both kolos, the Rishonim say, you're not yotze. Why? Trei koli lo mishtamoy. But we ask the question of chavvle. Maybe the answer is that chavvle doesn't kick in. Where does chavvle kick in? That's only in Hallel and Megillah. That's what we say. It's chavvle. So Rashi says Chadosha Hilo. I don't know, you know, what are you going to do with Kriya Tatar B'Mod? Are you going to say that there you can hear two people reading or two people tagging, maybe because it's Chadosha Hilo? I don't know. Then you have to know what's fine, Kriya Tatar, and all the levels that we spoke about. But leaving Rashi on the side for a moment, maybe you could say something else, that what's Chavivle? Chavivle means that it's a Kiyum of Halel V'Odoya. It's a Kiyum of Shira B'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch.
Like, for example, the Gemara says about Megillah, where's Hal on Purim? So that very act of reading the Megillah publicly on Purim is itself an act of Halel and Hodoya. Shofar, to be Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'yom HaDin, Hu Neir of the Ayam, that's the exact opposite of Halel. You know, to start singing and dancing in the middle of shofar blowing, I think that would be a little bit odd. You know, again, maybe Chassidim would do it, I don't know. Nothing against Chassidim. I have a lot of Chassidim, but perhaps what the Gemara means by Chaviv Lein Shofar is Dafka Shofar and Migdash. Why? Because Shofar and Migdash had to be accompanied by Chatzotzos. Chatzotzos means that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and he appears, is the Chatzotzos, we call Shofar Harim L'fnei Hashem, L'fnei Melech Hashem. It means in the presence of the Melech Hashem, the first thing you have to do is you have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how are you Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With these two calls, the call of the Shofar and the call of the Chatzotzos. The combination of those two, not as a symphony necessarily, but at least the combination of blowing those two instruments and making those two sounds, is the way in which we have to be Mekayim this mitzvah of Shira. So in Migdash we have a double key. We have one key of Shofar, which is common to both Migdash and outside of the Migdash. And that for sure would not be Chavim. And there we would apply the principle of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamot. But in Migdash, there's a separate halacha of the Chatzotzos, the Kol Shofar, the combination thereof, generates a key of Halil, a key of Shira in front of HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore, we blow the Chatzotzos, and therefore we blow the Shofar. And now you can say Chavim. Because whenever there's a key of Shira, I have to actively fulfill that Shira. I have to make a concerted effort to be Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch and to sing His praise. And that I do with the base of Migdash. And it makes sense, according to what the Rav said in the name of Rav Moshe, that you don't even have to hear the Chatzotzos. The Chatzotzos accompany the Shofar to make the Shofar into a Kiyum Shmiyah. So I have to discern the Kol Shofar from the Kol Chatzotzos, and I'm able to do so because of Chavivlei, but that's only in the Migdash because of the Kiyum Shmiyah. The Kiyum Shmiyah requires me to actively get involved in Shira, in an active Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And how do I do that? By being mavchin, by discerning one kol from amongst the different kols. I can link up to one kol through the power of what? Of Shira, of an active Shira and Tishbachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It could be that I hear the Chatzotzos as well. But that's a different kind of Shira. That's the Shira of the Migdash. That's, you know, the Migdash is sending out that Shira to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In some sense I hear it, but only the Tafel as a secondary kol. And maybe, you know, you would have to repeat the Tekiah Shofar and Migdash if you didn't blow with Chatzotzos, as the Rambam, remember the deep, that the Rambam brings it down in Hilchos Shofar. Why do you have to repeat it? Because it's the accompaniment of the Chatzotzos that adds another dimension to Shofar and Migdash, namely the Shira dimension. So I must have the accompanying of Chatzotzos. If I don't, I have to repeat the Tekiah Shofar, not because of the basic nitty-gritty key of Shofar that applies Bain to Migdash, Bain to Gvulin, of the Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I need to repeat the Shofar in order to upgrade the Shofar and add another second dimension, another second Kiyum, namely the Kiyum Shi. Okay.
Doesn't Joseph himself have the Baal Chavim to bring this from Hanan or having to do with Shira? It's not a sailing
condition.
No, but it's not.
Even though it's true, that's the same thing. Okay, that's cash.